Command number 73. Deal with your own faults before thinking of the faults of others. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," when there is the log in your own eye? You hypocrite! First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Matthew 7:3-5. No pithier visual imagery exists in Jesus' teaching than his clever use of the speck and log in the matter of fault-finding. He presents a picture so ludicrously absurd it's hard not to laugh when calling it to mind. But Jesus was in deadly earnest. When we encounter these words, we sense no humor in his tone. Indeed, I sense an earnestness that borders on righteous anger toward the all-too-common cancer within humankind to notice the faults of others before heeding our own. We feel no tenderness in his voice when, "You hypocrite," slams into our ears. He means his listeners to take fault-finding very, very seriously. He wants us to recognize it for the sin it is, a sin that produces spiritual blindness. Jesus' command here pinpoints a tendency that is so close to the surface in most of us as to be frightening. Truly heeding our own logs of spiritual blindness, indeed we might exclaim, "Now that's scary." It ought to frighten us more than a little when a thought of criticism towards somebody else comes to mind, and with it, the further idea that perhaps we should help him or her by pointing out the fault we have noticed. It's the decent thing to do after all. They obviously don't see it. They need to see it. Surely they will thank us for caring enough to call it to their attention. Such justifications indeed ought to scare us, for that is the very moment when Jesus turns, not to the one about whom we feign such concern, but to you and me, and says with a tone of considerable warmth and feeling, "You hypocrite, you should know better." Let us say it again. Fault-finding is a sin. Fault-finding is a sin that produces spiritual blindness. Notice an interesting detail. Jesus does not imply that your brother or sister has no faults. Perhaps there is a speck in his or her eye. He simply says, "You are not the one to address it. It's none of your business. You've got faults of your own. Deal with them." Imagine if everyone in the world heeded this simple prescription. There would be no need for criticism at all. Every individual would be scrupulously and diligently focused on his or her own individual weaknesses, shortcomings, faults, and blunders. No one would worry about the faults of others because, all taken together, everything was covered. We would all be taking heed to ourselves. All sin would be attended to. That's the incredibly practical corollary to Jesus' command. Our fault-finding does no good anyway. Nobody else can get rid of my faults. Only I can do that, and I am powerless to get rid of anyone else's. The following is an excerpt from George MacDonald's Unspoken Sermons, second series, The Hardness of the Way. To persuade the heart, the will, the action, is alone worth the full energy of a man. His strength is first for his own, then for his neighbor's manhood. He must first pluck out the beam out of his own eye, then the mote out of his brother's. If indeed the mote in his brother's be more than the projection of the beam in his own. To make a man happy as a lark might be to do him grievous wrong. To make a man wake, rise, look up, turn, is worth the life and death of the Son of the Eternal. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus to deal with my own faults before thinking of the faults of others. When criticism or fault-finding rises in my brain, sting me with a reminder of the sobering rebuke of Jesus toward speck hunters. You hypocrite. When I am being a hypocrite, painful though it is, I want to know it. Open my eyes to the beams in my eyes. Thus, Heavenly Father, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips. Read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase the Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.